The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, Jesus often speaks in picture language, and he has a great many parables that we see throughout the scriptures, especially in this Gospel of Luke. And yet, this is not a parable. This is straightforward advice. And perhaps, I know I shouldn't say that. It's not advice, right? It's actually a command. It's actually a command. When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends, brothers, or sisters, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Yeah, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. When we give, why do we give? So let's consider, God is he who gives himself away. God is he who gives himself away for the good of the other. Why does God give? God is infinitely perfect and blessed in himself. Right, this first line of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself. In a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man that he might share in his divine life. Yeah, so God is perfect in himself. He has no need of what he creates. And he pours himself out into what he creates for the good of his creation. Why do we give? Do we give because we believe in cosmic karma? Right? No, I mean, a lot of people do. Like, I'm going to put positivity out there, and then positivity is going to come back to me, you know? Give it a shot. Why not? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is good advice on the part of Jesus, and it's been repackaged a million times in 2,000 years. But it's actually good news. It's good news. Why? Because prior to Jesus's work of redemption, his buying us back from the brink, prior to his suffering, death, and resurrection, which opened the gates of heaven that the life of heaven might flow into the world, we were the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. We were the dead right before our baptism. Each and every one of us individually, we're the walking dead. And Jesus called us to his table, his altar of sacrifice, even though we could not repay him, and we never can. Freely we've received, freely we are to give. This is right. Think about freely. Just consider the fact that you could do nothing to warrant what God gave and is giving you. And it's not, oh, woe is me. Oh, I could do no. What a great gift. What a profound gift that inspires us to give and give and give and give, because no matter what we give away, we still won't be giving away even a fraction of what God is giving us. Not even a fraction. The good news is that Jesus did this, and he calls us now to be hosts like himself of the eternal banquet, to give ourselves away fully, freely, to the end, and for the good of others, that we may truly know divine life. Because we know divine life not simply in receiving it, but in giving it away. So think of all the things, think of all the ways that you can give yourself away today. Yeah? It can be as simple as a lunch or a dinner, but it should be the totality of your life. Because that's what Jesus does, and he gives us the heart to do the same as well. That's what Jesus does, not just once for all, but each and every day. And that's what we receive from him. We receive his life of giving away, whenever we turn to him in prayer and sacrament. And we see the fruition, the flourishing of that life of grace that he gives us when we give ourselves away all the way to the end, everything we have, everything we are.